We continue our study of Pisule Edut, which again, we cannot overemphasize the importance that at a wedding, for example, that's a case where certainly all of us have encountered, where you need witnesses, whether to sign the Ketubah, or whether you need witnesses to witness the actual Kiddushin, the giving over of the Shebeh Peruta, from the Hatan to the Kala. There are qualifications to make a witness valid. But Chas v'Shalom, if the witness has certain averot, it can make him pasul and therefore render the Kiddushin invalid. For example, the Halakha writes, if a person only even is suspected that he went with arayot, that he goes with women that are forbidden, even if there's no witnesses, even if it's just a hashud, if it's just a suspicion, he is pasul. Even if there's rumors that are talking that the person commits the avon of arayot to go with women that are forbidden, he is pasul. For that matter, the poskim talk, the bash, writes in Siman Bembet, somebody that hugs or kisses women that are forbidden to him, so it's possible that he could be pasul mid'oraita. So that's again, you have to know who you're choosing as a witness, because according to the poskim, if you kiss or hug somebody that's forbidden to you from the Torah, it's asur. Furthermore, a person that lives with a goya, that's clearly, they live with a goya as a married couple, meaning he holds, he's married to goya, like the people say, he's married. They're living derech ishut, he is posel mid'oraita. Some run away say, even if they're not married, even if he just goes with a goya, he's living with a goya, not as marriage, they're living together, but they don't hold themselves as married. The poskim want to bring down as well, that's the kanag, he could also be pasul. Somebody that drinks stam yenam, he drinks wine of the goyim, he's not careful on the wine, pasul le'edut. Somebody eats not kosher cheese, eats cheese, for example, of the goyim, pasul le'edut. Furthermore, somebody that charges interest is pasul le'edut. Somebody that receives interest is also pasul le'edut. Both sides are pasul, because both sides are making the isur, the loveh and the malveh. Somebody that raises his hand towards his friend in order to hit him, it's pasul mid rabbanan. Somebody that actually hits his friend and he uses his hands in violence is pasul mid Torah. A moser, obviously, is pasul mid Torah. The apikorsim, those are those that do not believe in the oral tradition, they don't believe in the Talmud, in the Gemara, they are also pasul mid Torah. So again, when it comes to witnesses, one has to make extra care, not just to pick a friend or a close guy to the family or something like that. One really has to choose the highest level standing citizen in Am Yisrael in order to witness or sign on these papers in order to make them valid. Again, this would be the most important part of any ceremony, not the berachot, because if you didn't make the berachot, you could still be married. But if you don't have edim, so then you cannot be married. So that's the most important part of any ceremony, is choosing the right witnesses in order to validate the ceremony.